The United Nations says ISIL militants in Iraq have killed hundreds of children and used some of them as bombers. The top UN envoy on children and armed conflicts said up to 700 children have been killed or maimed in Iraq since the beginning of the year. Leila Zarugui told the UN Security Council that ISIL militants were recruiting boys as young as 13 to carry weapons, guard strategic locations, and arrest civilians. Many countries, as well as the United Nations, repeatedly expressed alarm over ISIL atrocities since they overran large swathes of Iraq and Syria. Iraq's parliament is holding a session to vote on a fresh government lineup by the new Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The parliament is holding a special session to give a vote of confidence to the new government. There has been no word from the Prime Minister's office on the list to be presented to the lawmakers. Iraq has been gripped by a wave of atrocities committed by the ISIL Takfiri terrorists in areas under their control. Families of abducted Lebanese soldiers have held protests to urge the government to take more decisive action for the release of their loved ones. Hundreds of citizens have joined the protests in several locations across Lebanon. Demonstrators blocked roads and called for firm action against Takfiri militants who kidnapped the troops. The protest followed reports of the beheading of another captive soldier by the ISIL. The first soldier was killed nearly a week ago. The two were among at least 27 Lebanese troops and internal security forces captured by the militants in early August. Indirect talks with the extremists through Sunni clerics are yet to yield results. The ISIL has demanded the release of extremist prisoners in Lebanon's jails in return for the captives. Now, ISIL, active on social media trying to recruit members from all over the world, is considered as a threat to any country in the region. Iranian officials hold a meeting to discuss that issue in Iran's Interior Ministry building. Press TV's Hamid Javani has filed this report.
ISIL, a ruthless terrorist organization dreaming on expanding its territory to a large part of the world with Middle East at its center, and promising to crush countries standing on its way, poses a major threat to any country in favor of peace. Iran, being a neighbor of the troubled Iraq, is not an exception, and its government is fully aware of that. On a meeting with its members of National Security Council and also deputy governors and other prominent officials in Iran's ministry building, Iranian Minister Abdulreza Rahmani Fazli and his security officials discussed the threat of ISIL and its possible infiltration of Iranian border.
One major concern now is maintaining security over the borders, considering the ongoing turmoil in Iraq, which has turned into an arena for ISIL that recruits terrorists and extremists from all over the world.
We are facing a threat named ISIL. Although we possess high security standards both inside the country and on our borders, but those of you near eastern and western borders, Tehran and other sensitive areas must be alert to ISIL's surreptitious actions targeting people inside the country.
There have recently been rumors about ISIL's secret activities on recruiting people from Iran.
There is absolutely no such thing as recruiting from Iran, although this doesn't mean that they don't intend to do so. They certainly are very active on social media, but the alertness of our people, our security forces, perfect control over the borders rules out any important threat from them.
Aside from the issue of ISIL's online and indirect activities, officials state that there have been no clashes between Iranian borderline security forces and ISIL, which is at least 60 kilometers away.
Nowhere on our borders have we faced any Takfiri groups. They certainly are in no place to pose any real threat.
Iran's minister in his later remarks added that 39% of this year's credits are to be spent on the consolidation of Iran's borders near Pakistan and Afghanistan to prevent drug and weapon trafficking, and also its western border with Iraq. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.